This is Twit.
Twitter yesterday began rolling out a new feature that allows users to record up to 140 seconds of audio and post it to their timelines easily. On one hand, this adds a new way to share thoughts on the service, and of course that makes sense. But on the other hand, is now the right time for Twitter to unleash such a difficult-to-moderate feature? Well, Motherboard's editor-in-chief Jason Kubler wrote an article that touches on just that challenge and joins us now to talk about it. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to get you on the show. I've wanted to get you on before, and I really appreciate you taking the time for us today, so thank you. So before we get into kind of the mess around moderation that is modern-day Twitter, how exactly is this feature designed to work? Like, and who does it work for? Because I know it's limited to iOS right now, right?
Yeah, for the moment, it's very limited. It's iOS only, and people will only be able to upload voice clips that are not replies or retweets. So they'll only be like native tweets out into the world, which is, I think, is really important for reasons we'll talk about in a second. But it's like you can't at reply someone with the audio. Another thing is you can't upload sounds. Like you can't upload a file. You have to just use your microphone to record it from your smartphone, if that makes sense. Like you can't take an MP3 and dump it in and hope that Twitter just takes it, because they won't.
Yeah, because I've seen some people saying, hey, this actually would be a good kind of promotional outlet for podcasters, let's say. Of course, that's near and dear to our heart. That's exactly what we do. But like taking a clip from a podcast and just releasing that as a 140-second kind of tweet isn't going to work unless you're recording it through a mic. It might kind of diminish the purposes in the first place.
Right. It's kind of a cool idea, I think, because – you know, you could imagine a scenario in which a band would want to debut a song on Twitter, or like you said, you do an audio clip of a podcast. That's something that we want to do as well. But right now that functionality isn't there. And instead they just want to, it seems like they want it to be voice notes, which we do know are quite popular, especially in other countries. They're very popular in South America on WhatsApp, people just sending voice notes back and forth. We've also seen other apps try things like this in the past. But they're rolling it out to such a small group of people right now. Like, even though I have iOS, I can't use it yet. So I haven't seen a ton of voice tweets out in the wild yet. I don't know if you have.
I've seen a few here and there, pretty much journalists saying, hey, I'm testing the feature, and that's about it. Nothing of real substance, I would say. Micah, what about you?
Yeah, I just haven't seen very many at all. And by golly, I keep trying to force quit my app. And you know, I've updated it. I've force quit it. And it's not working for me yet. So I've been eager to just, as everyone else is, kind of just give it a go. Hey, I'm just chilling in Cedar Rapids or something that I can put on there. And it's not currently an option for me. So yeah, I haven't seen too many people using it. But, you know, I've certainly seen all the hot takes about it.
I mean, and it's currently, you know, early days on this feature. Like, I remember in the very, very beginning days of Twitter, just as a service, it was like, what do I do with 140 characters? I guess I tell everybody that I'm eating lunch and what I'm eating. People are going to, you know, I imagine as they get more familiar with this feature, understand why they might use it or what, you know, an audio tweet is good for versus what it's kind of a waste of time for or whatever. You mentioned in your article, you bring up the topic that really sprung to mind for me when I first kind of, when I started seeing these pop up is, wow, like for me it was, dang it, I have to actually listen. I can't like read a transcript, which is usually what I do when I'm searching through my feed and I see video. Often I don't even listen to it. I just read the transcript that might appear there. But that's not happening here. You kind of take that one step further and say, well, yeah, moderation about these audio files is going to be incredibly difficult. Why so? What makes this particular feature so difficult to moderate?
Well, the problem is you just have to listen to it, which it sounds very basic, but it's like, of course, there are audio transcription services, but they're not super widely used. They're not always very accurate. And yeah, the first thing I thought when I saw this is like, A, did Twitter think this through? B, who was clamoring for this? And C, like, are we now going to have Nazis in our replies sending death threats, you know, and that's like a very, I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's a very real concern. There's a super well documented history of harassment and moderation problems on Twitter that date back a decade. Twitter is, I mean, it's had very real conversations about whether they should allow white supremacists to stay on the platform so that people can see this do counter speech, which is kind of out of fashion in the academic community about how things should be moderated. And then you're adding audio, which, as you mentioned, is a much harder type of content to moderate. And the reason for that is, if it's an image, you can look at it real quick and you can say, okay, like, is this graphic? Does this violate the rules? Same with text, you can read it very quickly. But with audio, I mean, if someone uploads an hour of content, which in this case, you know, Twitter's only allowing 140 seconds, but if you go over that 140 seconds, it will automatically thread the tweets. So you could imagine someone reading a manifesto on Twitter or what have you, and you'd have to have someone listen to that in the absence of AI tools that automatically transcribe it, which I asked Twitter about yesterday, and they said that they currently don't have any AI. So, yeah, it sounds like human moderators are going to be listening to this and having to decide whether or not it violates Twitter's rules.
Man, when I think about that, when I think of kind of the potency of how Twitter and other social networks have been used for hate speech and for people just piling on other people and making them feel like complete crap, if not fearing for their lives in many cases, like, that's words on a page, which is one thing. Actually hearing the sound of that voice, hearing, you know, potentially hearing the hate behind that voice, that's a frightening thing to consider, something just dropping into your feed. It really does take it to another level. Not having AI to analyze this means that it's a huge mountain for Twitter to potentially, you know, figure out how they tackle this. And if people are talking about it right now, you better believe it's going to happen. Have we heard of any of this already happening at this point? I realize it's a day later, you know, one day into this grand experiment, but a lot of people have said this is going to happen, but have we seen it yet? Have we heard of any yet?
Yeah, so I haven't seen it on Twitter, but I think one of the reasons why I feel confident saying that this is probably going to be a problem is because you have things like voice chat on PlayStation 4, on Discord, things like this, where there's tons of racism, there's tons of toxicity there, and a lot of the moderation might happen after the fact because it's happening live. And it's like you said, I mean, if you hear someone's hate, like, that can be, it's just a lot more visceral than text, I think. So we haven't seen this, and I mean, to be clear, like, I'm getting a little bit ahead of myself. I think we all might be. I mean, it's possible that this rolls out and it goes fine. I think there's like one of three options. It's like this rolls out and no one uses it and it goes away and it's a weird footnote. I think that's very possible. Another is that it's like a huge disaster, like, kind of right before the election. And you can, like, it's a very heated time right now. I think that that's like pretty likely. And then there's another option where Twitter beefs up its moderation, beefs up its AI, and it ends up being no more of a problem than moderating tweets. And I think that there is a possibility that that happens, because you have to remember, like, Twitter has Periscope. Twitter allows for uploading videos. Like, it's not like Twitter is text only. I would just point to the fact that Twitter hasn't done that great of a job at moderation on scale. We did a big feature last year, and it's like they have fewer human moderators than any of the other platforms, which is fair because it's a smaller platform than YouTube or Facebook, but they have like orders of magnitude fewer. And so they are not responding to reports very quickly, and they've been criticized over and over for it.
Yeah, right. Now, another aspect of this also is just the fact that, you know, this is a limiting factor from an accessibility standpoint. Has Twitter addressed that at all? Do they have, I mean, again, my mind just goes right back around to this kind of like AI generated captioning, which, you know, Google, like, I'm on Android, on my Pixel phone, like, I can turn that on by default. It's embedded into the OS, and I can't even tell you how useful that is for features such as this. It would be a great workaround for me, but not everybody has access to that, especially people who might need extra help in the accessibility range of things. So has Twitter addressed that at all?
Not that I've seen. If they did, it was within the last like hour or two and I missed it. But yeah, I mean, this really feels like a beta test in many ways, which I guess is fine. I mean, you know, obviously big companies roll out things like this all the time where they're testing things. But it's weird that Twitter made such a public announcement of something like this and then rolled it out to so few users and didn't really have an answer on the accessibility question or on the content moderation question, other than like, we're kind of seeing how it goes, which I don't know, maybe that's the new way that they're going to be operating, where it's like, we'll roll this out to a few users, but we're going to make a big flashy announcement alongside it. It's like when we've seen product launches in the past, like usually Facebook will roll it out kind of in secret and a user will notice like, oh, hey, look, I can do audio tweets now, or I can do XYZ, like they're testing Facebook dating without, you know, it being a big announcement with a blog post and a very public tweet. So yeah, it feels like they're kind of just like putting it out there and seeing what happens, which is a little scary.
Yeah, right. We see how that goes time and time again with services that are like, ah, we just wanted to test it. And then, you know, all the walls come crumbling down. Now, one thing, you know, to consider about this, and I kind of, it, along with everything else, hadn't really considered it until this morning, is just that something like voice data can be incredibly valuable to companies like this. Google and Apple, they both have a lot of their services and a lot of their data collection behind the scenes pivots on voice data. Do you think that's kind of part of the reason why, kind of like whether Twitter would want to admit it or not, like driving a feature like this gives them access to valuable data, right? What could they do with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that Twitter is like light years behind Facebook and Google when it comes to ad targeting and when it comes to building up profiles of who people are. You know, Facebook knows so much about its users, as does Google, whereas Twitter knows some things. But I saw a tweet the other day that went viral where it was like, Twitter thinks I'm between the age of 13 and 54. And it's like, that is not very accurate. And this was a woman who was, I don't know, in her like 20s or something. So she's like, I would have had to have joined Twitter. Like, I've been on Twitter 10 years. Does Twitter think that I joined when I was 3 if they think that I'm 13? And so, yeah, I mean, this is a treasure trove of data. They can analyze it. They can, I mean, you could imagine a future in which Twitter rolls out some sort of like voice to tweet, voice to text tweet feature or something. I don't know. I'm just kind of riffing here, but there's a lot of things that it can do to train AI on this sort of data and use it to better target ads or what have you.